It's not just nurses who are worried about their access to personal protective equipment. Doctors are also raising concerns. A survey of physicians has found a significant number are resorting to buying their own gear to protect themselves from the risk of COVID infection. Barbara Miller reports.
The risk for health workers of contracting coronavirus is clear, and doctors' representatives say more needs to be done to protect them. The Royal Australasian College of Physicians surveyed its members on their access to PPE. Professor John Wilson is the college's president.
1 month ago, our college launched its policy that those working with COVID and suspected COVID should use N95 masks, this being a high level of protection. We then went about surveying our members to find out how many had access to these masks. Interestingly, in a short period of time, we got back 700 responses. Of those, 20% said they had to source their own appropriate PPE. 22% said they had either limited or no access to even simple paper surgical masks. 45% said that they have limited or no access to N95 masks as they needed to do for their jobs. And the interesting thing, which I think also deserves some discussion, is that over 60% said that they had not had recent workplace training in the use of PPE.
You're saying that doctors are actually going out and buying their own masks?
Yes, indeed. And I think that comes down to the fundamental issue about what masks do, Barbara. Simply put, surgical masks are to prevent the wearer from infecting anybody else. N95 masks are to prevent the wearer from acquiring infection from somebody else. So depending on your belief about how coronavirus is spread, you might want to protect yourself better by using an N95 mask.
Do these results indicate to you that doctors are at risk?
Well, all we can say is that you can draw a line between the use of PPE and the rising incidence of infection in healthcare workers. And my information is that in the last 2 weeks, the numbers of healthcare workers infected with coronavirus in Victoria have doubled. Now, to me, that is not acceptable. And if people believe that the policies and procedures in place 2 weeks ago were good enough, then they're wrong.
The survey of doctors echoes one carried out by the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association, which found one in five of its members had also reported having difficulty accessing PPE. But federal and state authorities have repeatedly said there are no shortages. John Wilson again.
Well, let me just put that into context. There are enough masks for those who are treating COVID and suspected COVID. But what about those in other areas who might be in general wards or who might be in emergency departments or other places where one might not be aware of where coronavirus could be? If healthcare workers believe they need to use higher level of protection, then you might give them that capacity to make a decision. Second point to make is that our survey also took into account many practitioners in the community. Now, the supply chain is quite different. It doesn't come through public hospitals. It comes through commercial suppliers, and they're finding some difficulty getting higher-level protection. We need to find out exactly why.
That's Professor John Wilson, the president of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians, and he was speaking there with Barbara Miller.